we weren't there at the scene, so we don't know the in-depth details, but I hope what we can all agree is that law enforcement officers are interested with protecting the innocent, meaning deadly force on humans or animals should only be used as a last resort, and in situations where the life of a citizen, or a child in this case, or a police officer, is truly in jeopardy, then the use of deadly force is understandable. Yeah, if you are concerned about a dog, you can report them to the police, or report the human in charge of the dog at least. But however, that is actually not going to solve the problem that we have. The problem can be solved, though, by only ever adopting dogs. That means that we're not going out just breeding them for fun and buying them for, you know, just a hobby. We should be treating them as members of the family and training them to live with us as such. Some breeds are certainly stronger than others, like, I don't know, Staffordshire Bull Terriers, for example, but you can absolutely have a friendly and well-trained Staffordshire Bull Terrier. It's up to us, the humans, the guardians, to make sure that they're living well in the community. But I frequently visit rescue centres where they've got a lot of these dogs who are considered to be dangerous. However, with the right training, the right care, and the right love, that they can absolutely fit very well into a family.